Former President Trump's Senate impeachment trial isn't scheduled to start until February 9th, but Republican senators are already declaring it dead on arrival. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky yesterday forced a vote on whether a former president could even stand trial after leaving office. Most Republicans clearly said no. Only 5 voted to support moving forward with the trial. And that signals a difficult road ahead for Senate Democrats, who need 17 Republican votes to convict. Senator Paul called the vote a victory.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
Let's bring in our political strategist, Alice Stewart. The Republican is here. Hey, Alice.
Hi, Peter. Great to be with you.
And Bill Press, the Democrat. Bill, welcome to you.
Hi, it's good to be back. Hello, and hi, Alice.
Hi, Bill.
All right. Look, we normally jump right into the news, but I do want to reflect on what Senator Paul just said there about unity and what President Biden said about unity during his inaugural speech. A lot of people have been wondering over the last couple of days if it's even possible anymore. So, Bill, I want to start by asking you to put your philosopher's hat on. Can this country unite? And what would that look like to you?
I don't think we have to look. Yes, is the quick answer. I don't think we have to look that far back. I mean, I'd almost say, Peter, you know, if you live in the United States of America and you don't believe in unity, maybe you ought to find someplace else to live. I think we can. What does unity mean? It doesn't mean getting everything you want. You know, it doesn't mean giving up your principles. It means working together to get things done. When I say we don't have to look that far back, you know, in the 90s, we had a situation identical to today, where neither party had a majority in the Senate. Tom Daschle and Trent Lott, Democrat and Republican, worked out an arrangement where they worked together, and they got lots of stuff done, one of the most productive sessions of Congress. So we can work together. With a 50-50 split, you almost have to work together. And I think that's what the American people want. And God knows there are common goals like getting on top of this coronavirus and bringing the economy back, to start with those, right? Common goals. Now let's get to work and get something done in both areas.
But Alice, 2021 is not the 1990s. What do you think? What does unity look like to you?
It remains to be seen. And I do think it should be a focus of this administration, because that was a focus of the campaign. He talked about restoring the soul of America and seeking unity and following that up on Inauguration Day. As Bill said, you know, as America, we never fail when we act together and we work together. We treat each other with dignity and respect. And I totally agree that President Biden does treat people with dignity and respect, and I do think he wants unity. But in terms of walking the walk, not just talking the talk, I have not seen that to date. Granted, it's only been a week, but as we see Democrats moving forward with impeachment and the policies that this administration has put forth, the executive orders, they are geared toward the 81 million Americans that supported him and fly in the face of those who did not vote for him. So I will give him time. I think he wants to follow through on his commitment, but I think it's important that we have to understand unity is you get what you want, I get some of what I want, but we do it by working together, and that's the key.
I do want to look at some of those executive orders, but let's start with impeachment, because this is going to be tough, isn't it? That vote in the Senate yesterday, Alice, what kind of statement were Republicans making when they essentially said they would not hold the president accountable for inciting the Capitol riot?
Well, many of them, as you heard, did so based on what they view as the constitutional argument moving forward and saying it's unconstitutional to seek impeachment for a private citizen, a president who's no longer in office. And many of them, you've heard the words, they're doing this. They accuse Democrats of doing this out of anger or rage towards a former vice president, and they see it as a distraction. We should be looking at COVID. And obviously, with the support that measure had yesterday, it really sent a rallying cry to the Democrats that this is not only an uphill battle, it's going to be a very difficult battle. And I think McConnell is striking the right tone by saying, I want to hear the evidence, and I will leave it up to each senator, specifically Republican senators, to their own devices as to whether or not they want to move forward with a conviction in the Senate.
Bill, your response. Peter, I know Democrats don't think this is going to be a waste of time. I know they made the point that that you can have a trial for a president who's not in office. But what do you think? Was that vote assigned to you that this isn't going anywhere? And if that's the case, how should Democrats respond?
Well, first, I just have to say the constitutional question is BS, if I may. Right. In 1876, as we know, the Senate convicted a former secretary of state who resigned rather than be impeached. We've been over this road. That's BS. And so is the idea that this is a partisan vote. I don't know about all of our listeners, but when I grew up, sedition against the United States of America, an attempt to overthrow the United States of America, it didn't matter whether you were a Democrat or Republican. As Lynn Cheney said, there's never been a greater betrayer by any president than inciting insurrection against another branch of government. I must admit, I've been around a long time. I was stunned. I was shocked by that vote yesterday because 45 Republicans said, we don't even want to hear the evidence. We don't even want to know what the facts are. And these are people who ran for their lives, including the vice president of the United States, then vice president. And so I don't know. I really don't get it. I think this is a time for the Republican Party to say what Donald Trump did was wrong, as Chris Christie has said, Mitt Romney has said, Mitch McConnell has said, Liz Cheney and others have said, this is wrong. We do not condone it. We're together in supporting the Constitution and the United States of America and the oath that we took, and then move on.
But Peter, if I may add my name to that list that Bill just shared, I agree with those names that Bill just said. I think in questioning the integrity of the election was wrong. Asking for the Georgia Secretary of State to find some votes, not engaging in a peaceful transfer of power, and being disingenuous with the American people that you won when in fact you did not lose, and inviting an insurrection at the Capitol is wrong. And I do agree with the impeachment trial moving forward. I think there should be consequences for that behavior. But obviously, the majority of Senate Republicans share a different view than me and some other Republicans.
Well, and Alice, I'm wondering what happens to any Republican senator who votes to convict the president. I mean, will there be a full-out Liz Cheney style battle against them? Of course, she was the one who voted to impeach in the House. And, you know, look at Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. These are two men who've been lining up behind former President Trump. Even now that he's out of office, Rubio has been saying this trial is a waste of time. He doesn't believe that it should happen. Do you think that people like Marco Rubio believe that, or is he just worried about what will happen if he says anything else, that a primary in 2022 or, you know, ruining his presidential bid in 2024?
I do believe that those that are opposing moving forward with impeachment believe that it's the right thing to do for our country, but more specifically for their constituents. This is not about being afraid of Donald Trump. It's about responding to the calls and emails and letters and conversations they have with their constituents back in their states, that this is what their people want. And I think it's important to keep in mind that this is about being accountable to their voters. And if it's not popular with their voters, then they will not be reelected. And that's really the bottom line.
Bill, I want to talk about Joe Biden here, President Biden. We just have a minute left or so I want to get to this.
Sure.
Look at the executive orders that President Biden has been issuing in his first week in office. Big ones on climate change that we've been talking about, immigration, just ending the ban on transgender troops in the military. I know these are trademark priorities for the Democrats, but Alice alluded to this. How do these orders help toward reaching the unity that we were talking about at the beginning?
Well, again, I think if these a lot of these orders had to do with getting on top of the COVID crisis, that's what Americans want. I think cleaning up the environment and particularly taking climate change seriously, all the polls show that's what most Americans want. Getting this economy back on track, that's what most Americans want. I disagree. I think these were very focused on the important issues of the day. But most importantly, Peter, I think this shows the kind of president we're going to see from Joe Biden. You know, these executive orders didn't just pop out of nowhere, right? For the last 2 months, he's been working at this. He's been planning these. He's been putting his plans together. He wasn't distracted by Donald Trump's questioning the outcome of the election. He just said, let's get down to work. I want to get to work and get off, hit the ground running on day one. And he did. So I think he's going to be, we need legislation. He's going to work with Congress. He will, to get bigger things done. But I just say he's off to a good start.
Alice, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. Is he off to a good start? Is this what you wanted to see out of the administration?
These are no surprise, overturning a lot of the policies or actions that the previous administration took. I disagree with the Keystone Pipeline decision, as well as the Paris Climate Accord and the WHO. But it's a classic example of elections have consequences. And he won. He can do whatever he wants.
All right. Alice Stewart, our Republican, and Bill Press, the Democrat. Thanks to you both.
Thanks,
okay,
Peter.
Okay, guys. Thank you.